the rest of the story. More than 100 years ago, the Compiler was a small, well-published newspaper. Often its front page news was days old, and yet for a provincial journal in Civil War times, it reported the nation's events remarkably rapidly. And reading the issue of June 29, 1863, you learn a great deal about that era. The prospects of the Democratic Party, for example, were never brighter than they are at present. That's what the article says, but remember, Republican Abe Lincoln was then president. Some of the advertisements are fascinating. One placed by the Tyson brothers exclaims, "Eureka, Eureka, the Excelsior washer is acknowledged by all who see it to be the most complete and without exception the most perfect labor-saving washing machine ever invented. Price? $8. Another ad, this one placed by R.F. McElhenney's store, "Boots and Shoes, comprising men's line of calf boots, men's Balmorals, Wellington boots, Congress gaiters, Brogans." Now, it was this advertisement for boots that attracted the attention of three Confederate generals, Ambrose Hill and Henry Heth and Johnstown Pettigrew. Hill was in charge of the entire Third Corps. Heth and Pettigrew were two division generals serving under him, and the reason that one newspaper ad intrigued the Confederate brass was that much of the Third Corps, after many long months of fighting, was now marching barefoot. They desperately needed footwear. Well, now they knew where to find it. Heth told Pettigrew to muster his brigade, head for the town where the newspaper was published, and get those shoes. The town was 8 miles away. Pettigrew and his men, about 2,400 infantry, started out in the early morning in the hot, humid 30th, and they returned late that afternoon, empty-handed. Where was the foot gear? General Heth wanted to know. And General Pettigrew related the rest of the story, that on the outskirts of town he'd seen a small group of Union cavalry, no infantry, although a few of his men had sworn they heard distant drums. With no cavalry of his own to perform reconnaissance, Pettigrew could only imagine the ultimate strength of the Union forces before him, and he would not gamble with the lives of his troops, and that's why he returned empty-handed. 16 sizzling, suffocating miles of barefoot marching for nothing. So Generals Heth and Pettigrew met with the commander of the Third Corps, General Hill. Hill told him to relax. Both he and General Lee were confident that the only Yankees in the vicinity of that town were a small detachment of reconnaissance cavalry, which Pettigrew had observed. Pettigrew could easily have wiped them out and returned with the much-needed shoes. Well, immediately Heth spoke up. Might he have permission to lead his own division over there to that shoe store and relieve the proprietor of his stock? And General Hill readily granted permission. The next morning, July 1, General Heth was on his way. It was a complete accident, you see. Nobody, neither the Rebs nor the Yanks, either anticipated nor intended the carnage that followed. The Confederates, so preoccupied with the advertisement in that small-town newspaper, had utterly miscalculated the size and tenacity of the Union cavalry, as well as the proximity of the First Corps and the 11th Corps. But so began the footwear war, and it was a spontaneous, horrendous, three-day holocaust. And all the Confederates had wanted, all they'd wanted were shoes. At Gettysburg, now you know the rest of the story.